industry as a requirement for, and you know, the research firms or Bloomberg, I know they have their beta tests going on out there now of what the types of services that they're going to provide, and then the Dell Tech offers, you know, they pretty much approach this as a software company, and FedSources has its niche where a services company. Plus, we, you know, we offer the contracting side help for our clients, and that's government policy, actually getting our clients contracts, plus the research and FedSources consulting. So
is that what FedSources offers that's different from what Dell Techs and Input now offer? Is sort of that if you're looking to come into this market, it's one place to do business?
Yeah. I mean, everybody's going to have differentiation, Chris. And I think from Dell Tech, you know, objective here, they're a software company. They've got a very good reputation in the marketplace in the Dell Tech area. And I think they're looking for add additional services to their suite. It's pretty much in line with Washington Management Group acquiring FedSources. And we offer contracting support to industry. And I knew when I was involved in when we bought FedSources, and we needed additional client services, so that's why we bought FedSources, and it's worked out. It's worked out pretty well because we also offer additional consulting services, market sizing, opportunity identification, call plans. So it's much more granular than what our competition's been offering.
One of the things that I talked with Kevin Parker about from Dell Tech was in this age of transparency, so much more information available, if not free, for very low cost.
Right.
Does this put a constraint? Does this make you guys less relevant?
No, I think it's more people can, to your point, there's government's moving more and more to putting it out there for transparency, and it could be to your, either at no cost, a lot of it will be at no cost. But I think it still requires, at the end of the day, that may be helpful for some companies, but at the end of the day, you know, people do need someone to bring this, all this information together and make sense out of it. And we're getting more involved, Chris, in more in tactical and strategic planning now at the corporate level. So, you know, you're familiar with Ray Bjorklund, we have, and Carrie and some other folks we have here. So we get called in now at the board level to have, very high level conversations, but very specific conversations in regards to where these companies are looking to go, because the market is shrinking.
And
so you have to be smarter on where you're gonna put your resources.
And I know some people saw the $60 million price tag on Input and went, oh my goodness, that's a big number.
Yeah, yes, it is. I agree with you. Obviously, Dell Tech sees this as a value proposition, and they made that decision. So I have no comment other than that.
So I mean, is this a market that, I mean, and a lot of us see that, you know, the market has been going gangbusters for years. But we see a lot of DOD looking at constraining costs. Certainly, you know, if the Republicans take control of the House, they're talking about constraining costs. Is this, it's always hard to make these kinds of predictions, but it's what you guys do. How do you look at the market going forward?
Well, I think from the standpoint in the market, there's going to be, you know, we've done a couple analyses already, and we see, as I mentioned earlier, the market is getting smaller.
Yeah.
Okay. Number one. Number two is, as a result of that, we're seeing the competition from industry should expect that the government, that competition is going to increase by 2.5 times. So if you're an incumbent, you know, there's going to be a lot more people looking at trying to unseat you. We're already seeing some of that. As far as if you're trying to win new business, you know, the level of competition, the government's going to realize a lot of benefits from it. And so with all of that, companies have to be, you know, more conscious of where they're going to put, you know, their offers in and how they're going to posture themselves and what's the probability of their win. And that's where a lot of that plays into the services that we provide.
And it seems like that could make you guys even more valuable than you were before.
Correct. And we are being, it's people would kind of consider it not a must have. And I think we're seeing that become to your point. People are looking more to, hey, we got to be more, specific on where we're putting our resources and pay attention to the market a little differently. And things have changed a lot. I mean, there's not as much events as there used to be, if you really think about it. And industry does not go to as many events, and that's why they're not put on. And so people are being very conscious of how they're spending it and where they're gathering their intelligence from.
And it also, it seems like all of a sudden your people, the Ray Bjorklunds of the world, become so critical in order, because you really have to understand this market, and this market is unique.
It is very unique, to your point, very unique. I think Bloomberg and others have found that out. It is not something you can just step into and use a lot of experience commercially when you walk into the government market. It is a different market, and I think you have to bring in people. I think they hired Alan Holmes, I think, from GovExec.
Yeah.
I'm not correct. So yeah, they're smart in understanding that they have to bring people in who understand the market too. So we have a lot of government experience. I have mine, I got Ray, I have others who have government experience. So when you put them into the research mode and put them in the analysis and the reports that we produce for our clients, it becomes very, very relevant to have government experience behind it.
And it seems, and that knowledge base seems even, we always talk in the government side, right people, right place, right time.
Right.
If something keeps you up at night, having those right people must be the thing that you just really, really focus on.
In any services model, your asset is your people. You know, if people walk out, you have no business. And so that, to your point, and we pay a lot of attention to that, and I think it speaks for itself. We have our folks been with us for a long time, and so we have a good business model, and we're proud of it.
And so, do you retool your business model facing? I mean, Bloomberg seemingly hiring almost everybody on the planet, and now with Dell Tech, and you know Dell Tech so well because Fed Sources has partnered with them.
Yes, we have. Yeah.
So do you retool your business model at this point, or do you go, oh my goodness, look at all these people validating it. We need to march forward and just do it better than everyone else.
We're no different than everybody else. You know, we have our business plan and ways that we're looking to increase what we offer to the client base. So we have, I think you'll see some changes in us within the next 6 months that are going to be pretty dramatic. And we're pretty excited about it as far as how, you know, the offerings that we have for our current clients. So we continue to you have to have R&D here, and you continue to retool. And so we've gone through some changes over the past year, a new search engine, which has been significantly enhanced our subscription model for our clients. And then we're taking that, I can't get into all the details, but we're taking that a lot further. Our board approved that about 6 months ago, even before input was known to be sold. So it's part of the business. To your point, you have to stay on top of it.
And it is a competitive market out there.
Yes, it is, and we welcome that. We think it's good for our clients, and it's good for us, and it should be good for the rest of industry.